are listening to Book Nerds.
Hello and welcome to episode number 18 of the Pop. I'm going to start over, Dor. I messed up again.
Book nuts.
Man, what a boy. If there's one thing I could get rid of, I know Dor's like, sure, it'd be easy if it wasn't for Tracy. All right, here we go. Hello and welcome to episode number 18 of the Book Nuts Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about, well, you guessed it, books. We do listen to it in audiobooks form, and if you're wondering why we listen to audiobooks, go to episode one, explain everything. We're not going to go through it again. And I always say, if you want to join us, come on, join us, that's fine. Email me at tracy@podnuts.com, and we'll let you know what we're doing ahead of time, and you can join us when that comes. But I always talk about we in this partnership is, you know, if there's an iceberg where there's 10% above the water, that's me. The 90% bulk of everything is my partner in crime, Mr. Jonathan Adu.
Whoa, yeah, I can't live up to that.
Yeah, you remember how I said I'm running out of stuff to introduce you? I just popped in my head. There you go. So you are 90% of the show, so come on, start going. I'm done.
I feel a lot of pressure now. Thanks for having me on, Tracy. It's always a pleasure to, you know, I love talking about audiobooks. I love, you know, podcasting. But I think one of the best things about doing this podcast is being able to hang out with you.
Boy. Gee. I don't know what to go with that one.
I figured if you drop a bomb on me, I'd lay one back on you.
Yeah, usually I get criticism and stuff my way. So, yeah. But hey, again, we do listen to audiobooks and review them. And we are going through a little change right now, like we saw in the last episode, that we're not going to give dues non-spoiler and spoilers. We're just going to chug on through it. We'll see how this goes after some more episodes. And we'll make our decision then. So we're not going to give spoilers or non-spoilers. It's one big spoiler section. So before I forget, next week's book is going to be Ravenwood by Nathan Lowell. Ravenwood by Nathan Lowell. Now, that's a book you can get on Patio Books.
Yes.
And if you edit this podcast like Dora does, you know how hard it is for me to say Book Nuts and Patio Books. I get those mixed up all day long. So but go to Patio Books. You can get that one free. It's a really good book. We'll review it then. But this week, though, we are going to be talking about The Crown Conspiracy by Michael J. Sullivan. This is actually the book one in the series, The Rhaenyra Revelations. That's R-I-Y-R-I-A. Let me have a vowel.
Seriously.
So, yeah, but it is a series of books. This is book one. Now, a little kind of history, and I was reading about this book. When Michael J. Sullivan did this series, he wrote the entire series before anything was published. He did that because he did not know how the book was going to start, finish, whatever. So some people always say, hey, don't start with the book, start with this other book. And he's like, no, that's not what I said, because this isn't the first one he wrote in the series, but this is the first one in the series, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so when I was reading about it, that's what it is. So this is The Crown Conspiracies, and the other ones are... Dun, dun, dun.
While Tracy's looking for that, I'll also say this Crown Conspiracy book is also on Patio Books, so you can get this book for free on top of the one next week, Ravenwood.
Perfect. That's right. This one also goes by another name called Theft of Swords. The second one of the series is called Rise of Empire. The third one is Heir of Novon. The fourth is The Crown Tower. Fifth is The Rose of the Thorn. And the sixth is The Death of the Dulgoth. D-U-L-G-A-T-H. Dulgoth, something like that. Mm. But book two, The Rise of Empires, also is part of Nifrin Rising. And The Heir of Novon the third also goes by Wintertide. So Okay. Kind of look for those wherever you can. if you're looking for the series.
None of these books are on, the rest of the ones are on Paudio Books, right? Because I, from what I could tell, only one of them was Crown Conspiracy, unless I'm wrong.
I believe so. I was looking, and I think this is the only one Michael Sullivan has on there, if I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, and I actually used to work with the Michael Sullivan, so not the same one. I saw a picture, not the same one. but I worked with him way back when, right in a job I had right when I got out of the Army, so that was a while ago.
Nice, that's very cool.
So, all right, this book, there's no spoiler, non-spoiler, but just give you the top high down, then we'll get a tiny bit more detailed, is basically about a king is killed. They try to pin it on the two men that were set up, and the princess kind of knows it's a setup, sets them free to try to make everything right. That's kind of the high level down. Now we can kind of get into the more details about this, and I will let you start that off if you want to.
Yeah, so, you know, like Tracy said, there's a king that's, you know, murdered, assassin, whatever, however you want to put it. And these two guys, I can't remember their names, if you want to spit those out when you find them, I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but these two, you know, they're basically kind of like hired thieves. They kind of do, you know, they get paid to do things people don't want to do or, you know, don't want to get caught doing. So these two guys are paid to go into this castle and steal this swordsman's sword, because it's known throughout, you know, the cities or the kingdoms that this particular swordsman, if he doesn't have his sword, he will lose this battle. Like, he has to have his sword in order to win. And so someone pays these guys to go in and steal a sword, because the guy that's hiring them is supposed to supposedly have this, you know, duel, and he doesn't want to lose, so he hires these guys to go in and steal a sword. Well, they sneak in, and, you know, they're going to steal a sword, and, like, this is almost too easy. Like, when they first took the job, they're like, what, are you crazy? That's going to be, like, impossible, but, you know, the guy offered them a ton of money, and they couldn't turn it down. So oh, sorry, go ahead, Tracy.
I'm sorry, I was going to interject. The names is Royce Melbourne, and he's the skilled thief and a mercenary. His partner is Haerdryn Blackwater.
Yeah, so the Blackwater, he's a really good swordsman, and Royce is a, you know, really good thief, so they're kind of a good team. And so they're sneaking into this castle, and they're just like, you know, this is too easy. Like, we can't believe we're getting away with this. And lo and behold, they're just at the right place at the right time, and they're set up, and it makes it look as if they're the ones that killed this king. And they're just like, oh boy. And they hightail it out of there, and they're essentially start to be kind of like, well, I'm sorry, they don't hightail it out of there. Tracy, do you want to maybe pick it up where it takes off from here?
Okay, yeah, basically, they get arrested. No one really believes them. They're going to be hung in the morning. But the princess comes down and basically knows they're innocent and says, here's the deal. I'll let you free. You get the prince. I'll set the prince up. You kidnap the prince. You get out of here and set stuff right. So basically, we're not going to go too much detail on this. Basically, it's set up. They capture the prince, who's going to be king. After a short time of the prince, yada, 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 this and that, you guys are even dead, I'm the king, yeah, yeah, yeah. He basically believes them, saying, you know, they're right. I was set up, you know, or, you know, they were set up. So they basically make their way to find this, he's like a sorcerer. And here's where I knew right when they got into this that there was going to be a book two. I didn't know this was a series until they basically get to the point where they get to this who's been locked up for like 1,000 or 2,000 years.
Yeah, exactly.
This sorcerer. And the sorcerer basically lays everything out, what's going on, if he helps them free him. So they help him get free. They give him the information. And right when that sorcerer just kind of walks away, I'm like, okay, there's a book two.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of throughout the story too, the way the book is written, you're kind of like, at least I was kind of leaning towards like, oh, it's totally the princess that did all this, that set this whole thing up, had her father murdered, and that's the way it's kind of makes it seem like, but you find out at the end it wasn't her.
Yeah, you first you think, okay, the princess is good, then you think, okay, the princess is bad, and then you think, okay, maybe she's good. No, she's bad, and then you find out at the end who it is.
Exactly, yeah. So throughout the book, though, you're leaning towards, like, it's got to be her. Like, she has all these motives and blah, blah, blah. So you're thinking, you know, she did it. But you find out it was someone that kind of comes out of left field a little bit.
Yeah, one of the reasons you think it's her is when she goes off to school, most females in that time didn't go to school. She did go to school. But she started practicing some magic.
Yeah.
And she was the one that basically said, take the prince to the sorcerer guy. He will prove that who killed the king. And basically, it came down to rivals in the area trying to take over from the king who actually did it. And kind of bring thing all around, the day that they were offered this job, it was a last-minute job to start this whole thing off to steal the sword. They just got done with the job stealing some paperwork from a guy who's actually one of the people trying to have the king killed.
yeah, that's actually how the story opened up in the beginning was, you know, these two guys are meeting, and it's like this secret meeting, and he had this, you know, important paper, like, locked up, and he wanted to show this other guy to use it, like, leverage it and use it as blackmail. Well, Royce and Hadrian, they actually were hired to sneak into this, you know, this high tower that was impossible to get in. They snuck in, stole the papers, and when the guy was supposed to show the other guy these important papers, they weren't there. And he was like, where'd they go? He's like, how did these things disappear? That's impossible.
Exactly. Well, it make a long story a little shorter so we don't make this, because this is a very detailed story.
It's really intricate. Yeah. It's done really well.
Correct. Michael J. Sullivan's style of writing is there. He kind of does it in a way, kind of like Dean Koontz in a way, where when he sets the story up and he tells storylines, he's just not describing it. There's many plots and stories to set everything up, kind of like Dean Koontz did with Odd Thomas.
Yeah, totally.
It's the same kind of style of writing like that. There's a lot of small details without. Minus one, Odd Thomas is written in the first person. You're talking, I did this, I did this, I did this, yeah. Where this is more just a normal story, how it's being told from like a third person.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, the person they were going to steal the sword with to begin with was one of the few allies the prince had at the end. So they went there and basically with them went back to the kingdom, kind of set everything right. And this sounds like a pretty simple story, but to get to these points here and there, there's 20 small stories in there.
Oh yeah.
There's a whole thing at the end where he was a dwarf, just like you would think, like in, you know, Lord of the Rings, a dwarf, you know, short, stocky, he works with stone and everything like that. That's what this guy was, and he set the tower up in a way, and I don't want to ruin that part in case you didn't listen to it, about if anybody tries to escape or rescue whoever in this tower, it'll start collapsing. So they have to save the princess from this collapsing tower, find out who actually did the killing, and set everything right, basically.
Yeah, because at that point they had figured out, okay, the princess isn't on it too either, because they were thinking she was. Royce and Hadrian and even the brother, they were thinking, well, my sister, the princess, she must be up to all this. So even for a while they thought she was guilty, but then they figured out towards the end, no, wait, it's not her. So they were trying to save her out of that tower.
Correct. So, and where it ends, this isn't like a series of books where cliffhangers and you read the next one to find out what's going on. This story's wrapped up and finished with this book. Series 2 will build on it, and I'm assuming it would be kind of like again, I say the Odd Thomas series, where you could actually pick one book up out of the series and have enjoy it and be done with it, even if it's out of order. But yeah, if you read them all in series, they build on each other just a little bit, and they're good individual stories that build on each other. So I got a feeling that, although I haven't listened to the other books yet, this will be the same, just how the first one finished, that it'll kind of be that way with the others.
Yeah, and one other like little tidbit about Hadrian, he's the swordsman. One kind of cool thing towards the end of the book, he was basically sword fighting with someone of royal nobility, basically. And so he and Hadrian's like really skilled, so he basically was kind of making it look like he was doing everything he could to fend this guy off. And he's just like blocking his sword swipes and blocking more on the defense than the offensive. And he was just doing it to kind of bide his time. And then this other guy of nobility came in and saw them fighting and was like, you know, so basically both nobility guys started fighting each other, and Hadrian moved off to the side. Well, the bad person of nobility ended up dying in the sword fight, and Royce was like, hey, there's no way you were fighting as good as you normally can. What was up with that? And he was like, oh, well, basically he was getting at where it's like illegal or looked frowned upon for like a lesser person to have killed someone of nobility in a sword fight. So it showed you, even though Hadrian's this like thief, you know, swordsman guy, like he still had some, what's the word I'm looking for? Standards, you know, like he respected that kind of like law, you know?
Yeah. Wasn't Hadrian also royalty, but his dad or grandpa basically drank and gambled away all their money?
Oh,
in land?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. So he kind of did sort of come from that background, but that, you know, his family kind of squandered everything. So he was kind of left high and dry. You're right.
Yeah, it was his dad or grandpa, I forgot which one, basically drank and gambled everything away. And so he still has that kind of nobility mindset, but just basically broke. And they made a good living at what they did because they broke their code. You never take a job at the last minute, and you always really research everything ahead of time immensely before you do anything. And they broke their code taking this job at the last minute that got them into all this.
Yep, exactly.
So basically ends up, the prince takes over, king pardons them, gives them a little reward. We left the whole part out about the monk. That's a whole nother section about the monk. The monk gets taken care of at the end. Yep. He not only gets taken care of, in a way it sets up for book two, but not really. I won't say this part of it. The monk actually gets to leave where he's at doing at the end to go somewhere else. And if you know the monk, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they get their little reward. They're free. And then they're going to start their life again. And the book basically ends. And so you kind of know there's a book too, but there's no real loose ends.
Per se. Yeah.
So I'm going to say, scale of 1 to 10, this one is a solid 8, 5, or 9. Solid 8, 5, or 9.
Yeah, I'm exactly there, definitely. Like, the story is well written, it's well thought out. Like I said, I love stories like it where it's like kind of like a lot of moving parts, and you're kind of like, oh, what's going to happen when this happens, and then that might happen, and, you know, there's all this stuff kind of going on, like, but it all coincides at the end. So I love stories like that. It's like I said, written really well.
Yeah, it's, you can tell he had big detailed outlines before he started writing.
Totally.
If he didn't do that, he probably rewrote it about 12 times.
At least.
Exactly. So this is definitely go out and grab. Go out to Patio Books, grab it. You can listen to this one and the next one we're going to be doing, like we said earlier, free of charge. Won't cost you a dime. We are trying to do more free books. Obviously, we can't do all free books, but we are trying because there are so many good books that you can get free or Creative Commons or on Patio Books. There is so many out there, and it does work. Like, he's got book one of The Crown Conspiracy out there. You know darn well I'm going to be getting the other four or five books in the series and buying them. because it was, I know it's going to be a good book, and yeah, that's why they do this. And Michael J. Sullivan, I applaud you for putting the first one out there so people can know your writing style, and it's just going to lead to more sales. So this is a really good book. Go grab it. It won't cost you a dime. If you use the app, let me look at it on my phone.
And while Tracy's looking at that, the audio in this is done really well. There's voice actors basically, so you know it's a different voice for each of the characters. So I not that that matters to probably most people, but I kind of like it. You know, when I'm listening to stuff like that, it's cool. It gives it a little more of an edge, you know, for me. So I like that part of the book also.
Yeah, the Podcast Addict. I don't know why I can never remember the name of my podcast on my phone. But basically, you can subscribe to different channels. One of the channels is Podiobooks. If you just add that channel, look through that, you can grab Crown Conspiracy, grab Ravenwood, download them, and they're already on your phone, and you're ready to go.
There you go. It doesn't get much easier than that.
Exactly. So that's it. Basically, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast about this book. Again, if you want to contact us, Tracy at podnuts.com. If you want to go to Jonathan, throw it to me and I'll get it over to Jonathan. If you want to join us, please join us. We'll let you know what we're doing and you can join us and record. And I hope you guys enjoy this. If you guys got any critiques for us, let us know. If any complaints, anything like that, we did something wrong, make sure you send that to Dor.
podnuts.com. He loves those.
Yeah, he actually prefers if you start the email off in a big rant, incoherent rant, before you make any sense. How he prefers his emails.
And he likes it in all caps.
Exactly. If you can. With the exception of his name, make sure you put Dor in small lowercase. Exactly. Y'all thought we were going to forget about that episode. Oh, no, 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 no. And if you know where that show came from, here's the thing. I want you guys to email me, what show was that on? I'm dating myself now. This is a show from the early 80s when the guy says, is this what you do? No, 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 no. Do you know Jonathan?
I think I do, but I don't want to say it just in case.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, or you could say, yes, 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 yes. That's all I'm going to say on that. We'll let you know the next episode what I was talking about there. There's a teaser. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Contact us if you need anything. Any last word, Jonathan?
Thank you for listening. And don't forget to go to podnuts.com/Amazon.
Everybody have a great day.
See ya.